Dr. Dubin, hello, friend, and greetings once again in that wonderful, amazing, majestic, marvelous, glorious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I apologize for running over in our last broadcast, and it had to be cut off right in the middle of everything because I got excited about our subject and failed to watch my time, and so I ran over in our last broadcast. But we'll try to pick up again where we left off in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. And you hath he quickened or made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins. In time past you walked according to the course of this world. Now we've already discussed that over in the book of 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 through 17. The course of this world is explained there in the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And then secondly in Ephesians it says, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. And he's referring to Satan and the forces of evil, the demons of Satan and the powers of darkness. And Satan is our enemy, beloved. There's no question about it. He's a master at deception. And the Lord Jesus, speaking of the devil to a religious crowd in the Gospel of John, chapter 8, he said to that crowd, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do." Now, beloved, they had a religion, but they did not have a relationship with Almighty God. They were very religious, abiding by rules and regulations, but they did not know the eternal God. And so Satan, they were under his control. He had deceived them. He had blinded them. And thus the Lord said, "You're of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do." He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. Notice that, beloved. There's no truth in Satan. He was a murderer from the beginning. And if you have your Bible, go over to the first book of the Bible, the book of Genesis. We're going to see how that he was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. Beloved, Satan can't speak the truth. Everything he says is a lie, and it may have some element of truth, but it is mixed up, it's confusing, it's deceptive. That's the way Satan works. He's a counterfeiter. That is, he tries to emulate eternal God, and he puts on a false front. And the Bible says in another place that he appears as an angel of light. And that's 2 Corinthians 11:13-15. He appears as an angel of light. That is, if you saw the devil, he would be a beautiful looking creature and would appeal in his appearance. And so he's a murderer from the beginning. He abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Now let's go to the book of Genesis chapter 3, and we're going to see how Satan is a murderer. In Genesis chapter 3, beginning with verse 1, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field." Now, the serpent was a beautiful creature in the Garden of Eden, beloved. The serpent was not the ugly creature that we know it to be today. It was not, I believe, in the Garden of Eden it walked upright. I believe it had legs in the Garden of Eden. The curse that was placed upon it was that it would crawl on its belly. That was part of the curse that was placed on the serpent. And if verse 14, the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. You see, beloved, that was part of the curse that was placed on the serpent. I believe it walked upright and had legs and was a beautiful creature, and there was nothing fearful about it. And Eve was deceived by this beautiful creature, because that's the way Satan works. He takes things that appear to be beautiful and attractive and will use them for destructive purposes. Solomon wrote about women that are beautiful and attractive and would draw men into their sinful snare. And he says they may draw them to their home, but they know not that the dead are there. Oh, beloved, he takes something beautiful and he warps and twists and distorts it and will use it for a destructive purpose to accomplish his evil end and evil goal. And so he says, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, more cunning, more crafty, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, thou shalt not eat of the tree of the garden? Now, beloved, I don't know. Animals may have spoken in the Garden of Eden. I don't know. But it seems that Eve was not surprised or shocked at the serpent speaking to her. Now, we know who the serpent is. The Bible makes this very clear over in the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 9. We read, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Now, I want you to notice that, beloved. Satan, at one time, was in heaven, served in heaven, and we're going to study and just briefly about his position in heaven. And he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. That is, there were a large group of angels that were under Satan's control. He had a very prominent place in heaven before sin took a hold of him, and before sin was discovered in him. And thus he was cast out of heaven, and his angels were cast out with him. So he's a master at deception, and he's called the old serpent, because he used the serpent here to murder Adam and Eve. And that's what he did. And how did he murder them? He brought death into their lives. We read in the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 12, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men. We see the whole human race Satan murdered there in the Garden of Eden, because from Adam and Eve would come the whole human race. And what happened to Adam happened to you and me, beloved. Let me explain that. How did what happened to Adam happen to you and me? Well, draw a straight line. On that line, put a line across it, and that represents you. In front of that line, draw another line, and that represents your father. In front of that line, draw another line, and that represents your grandfather. Now, suppose your grandfather died when he was 5 years old. Where would you be? You would have died in your grandfather. You would not have ever been born. You would have died in your grandfather. And so, beloved, when Adam and Eve died to God and were separated from God because of sin, the whole human race died and were separated from God because of sin. That's why we need a Savior. That's why we need salvation. That's why we need eternal life, because we're separated from God. And only through the blood of Christ can that separation be removed and can be restored. We be restored to fellowship with God. And so Satan was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth. At one time he was in the truth, but he didn't stay there, beloved. He left the truth to follow after a lie because he's a liar and he's the father of lies. He's the one that started lying, and he started it right here in Genesis chapter 3. Notice. Verse 2, the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it. But then she adds something that Adam may have told her, Neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. God had told them not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because in the day that ate of it, they would surely die. And so notice what Satan says. The serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And this is what he means, as gods, knowing good and evil. That is, you know right from wrong. And it's a small g. He's not talking about the eternal God, but you'll become a little God. You'll know right from wrong if you'll eat of this tree. Now that's part of the deception of Satan. Notice verse 6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that is, it appealed to the lust of the flesh. It was good for food. It looked like it would taste good. And that it was pleasant to the eyes. It appealed to the lust of the eyes. And notice what else it says. And a tree to be desired to make one wise, the pride of life. Do you see all three of the world system? All three of those methods of the world system are included here. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. This would make her wise. She would know good from evil. This would make her wise. But, beloved, it would also cause her death and separation from God. And so the Bible says that she took of the tree and did eat, and gave to her husband with her, and he did eat. And so, beloved, we see sin and death. Till next time, goodbye.